All right, let's dive into how to make your LinkedIn profile really stand out. You know, I love a good deep dive, and this toolkit on maximizing your impact is packed with awesome advice.
You know, one thing that really strikes me about this toolkit is how it goes beyond just treating LinkedIn as an online resume.
Yeah, it's not just listing your skills, right?
Right. It's about building a personal brand that actually draws people in.
It's about showcasing your expertise, building connections, and really using the platform to boost your career. So where do we even begin with all these tips?
Well, the toolkit's main focus is engagement.
Engagement, okay.
It's not just posting into the void, you know? It's about sparking real conversations, making your presence felt.
So how do we make those posts irresistible? I mean, I'm already loving this post idea generator. Some of these categories are pure gold.
Oh, absolutely.
Like quick tips. Imagine scrolling and saying, quick tip, want more engagement? Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 11 a.m., that's when LinkedIn's hopping. Wouldn't you stop and read that?
It's valuable, it's timely, and it grabs your attention. And the generator goes even deeper. It encourages sharing personal stories.
Oh, interesting.
Even about setbacks and what you learned.
That's authentic.
Vulnerability.
Yeah. We're not robots.
Exactly.
People connect with real stories, but even with great content, how do we make sure those posts don't just get lost in the feed?
That's where the LinkedIn engagement playbook comes in. It's all about turning your activity into a two-way street.
Okay, tell me more about this playbook.
Think conversation starter captions. Asking the right questions. Responding to every comment.
This sounds like a game changer. What kind of caption tips are we talking about? Give me the good stuff.
One of the first things it emphasizes is starting with a hook.
A hook, okay.
A bold statement. A surprising fact. Something that immediately grabs the reader.
Like a mini cliffhanger.
You got it. You want to pique their curiosity, make them crave more.
I'm into it. What else?
It stresses having a clear call to action at the end of your posts.
So no more fading out at the end.
Right. Tell them what you want them to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's commenting, visiting your website, or connecting directly.
Give them that next step. I like it. So we've got the hook. We've got the call to action. What about responding to those comments? I know a lot of people struggle with that.
The playbook is very clear. Acknowledge every comment, even if it's just a thank you.
Makes sense.
It shows you're present. You value their input.
Like being at a party, right?
Exactly.
You wouldn't ignore someone talking to you.
Precisely. You treat those comments like mini conversations.
Yeah, and keep that conversation flowing.
Yes. Ask follow-up questions. Share your perspective.
So it's all about building relationships, not just broadcasting. But visuals matter too, right? I mean, how do we make those posts pop?
Oh, for sure. The toolkit has you covered with the multimedia content checklist.
Okay. What's on the checklist?
It guides you through optimizing your images, videos, and infographics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure they're polished, professional, designed to stand out.
So for images, what are the must-haves?
High resolution is key. Make sure they're optimized for LinkedIn's format. And here's a pro tip. Incorporate your brand colors.
Ooh, nice. Branding on point. What about videos?
Videos are great. The checklist recommends keeping them relatively short. Ideally between 30 seconds and 3 minutes.
Keep it snappy.
People's attention spans these days, you know.
Totally.
And don't forget captions.
Oh, yes. Captions are so important.
Many people scroll with the sound off.
Accessibility is key. So captions for videos, high quality images. What about infographics?
Infographics are awesome for presenting complex information in an easy to digest way. Make sure they're clear, easy to read, and size for LinkedIn's feed.
Got it. Visuals that tell a story. Stop those thumbs from scrolling. But timing matters too, right?
Oh, absolutely. The toolkit points out that Tuesdays and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. prime time for posting.
Okay.
That's when your audience is most likely tuned in.
Strategic timing. Eye-catching visuals. Engaging content. It sounds like we've got a recipe for LinkedIn success. But I want to come back to this LinkedIn engagement playbook for a minute, because it sounds like it's packed with even more strategies for turning those likes into conversations.
It is. And one of the key takeaways is the power of asking open-ended questions.
Open-ended questions.
You want to spark a discussion, not just get a yes or no.
Turning those posts into mini forums.
Exactly.
Give me an example.
Instead of asking, do you use LinkedIn for professional networking?
Mm-hmm.
You could ask, what's your favorite way to connect with people in your field using LinkedIn?
Oh, I see.
You see the difference?
Yeah, one is just a fact.
Right.
The other invites people to share their experiences. Okay, what other gems are in this playbook?
It encourages you to write captions that sound like you're chatting with a friend. not giving a presentation.
Yeah, ditch the corporate jargon.
Exactly. Let your personality shine through.
Be ourselves, right?
Exactly. And the playbook even gives tips on how to achieve that conversational tone. Things like using anecdotes, asking your audience questions, maybe even sprinkling in a little humor if it feels right.
I love that. It's about being relatable, making people feel like they're part of the conversation.
And speaking of conversations, the playbook also goes deep on responding to comments effectively. Mm. It really emphasizes acknowledging every comment, even if it's just a quick thank you.
Yeah, it's basic online etiquette, really.
Exactly. You wouldn't ignore someone talking to you in person.
Right.
It shows that you're paying attention and you value their input.
But the playbook goes a step further.
Yes.
It encourages you to use comments as opportunities to build relationships.
Absolutely. Ask follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Share your perspective. Turn those one-off interactions into real exchanges.
It's like those comments aren't just for show. They're the start of something.
Precisely. And here's where it gets really interesting. The playbook dives into the power of direct messaging.
Okay, now we're talking. DMs.
Yes.
They feel more personal. How do we make the most of them on LinkedIn?
Direct messaging is a great way to take those public interactions and turn them into deeper connections. Like, if someone leaves a thoughtful comment on your post, why not send them a DM, thanking them for their insight, or asking a follow-up question?
It's like saying, hey, I see you, I appreciate you, let's chat more.
Exactly. And DMs are also a great way to connect with people you admire, people you want to learn from. Instead of a generic connection request, you can personalize your message by mentioning something specific from their profile or their work that resonated with you.
So we're showing that we've done our homework. We're not just randomly adding people. But are there any unspoken rules for DMs? Like, I don't want to come off the wrong way.
That's a great question. Direct messaging should always feel authentic and respectful. Avoid overly promotional messages. You don't want to be pitching your services right away. It's about building a genuine connection first.
It's like any relationship. You wouldn't walk up to a stranger and launch into a sales pitch, right?
Exactly. You start by finding common ground, building rapport.
Yeah.
And here are a few more DM etiquette tips. Keep your messages concise. Personalize them. You know, address the person by name and always be respectful of their time.
Okay, those are all great points. DMs can be such a valuable tool for building relationships, but we've got to approach them the right way. Now, I want to go back to something from the toolkit. I think a lot of people struggle with this. It encourages sharing personal stories, even failures, which can feel really vulnerable. Like, what advice does it offer for getting over that fear of judgment?
You've hit on a common hurdle. A lot of people struggle with that. The toolkit really emphasizes authenticity and actually frames vulnerability as a strength. It suggests starting small. Maybe sharing a story about a professional challenge and how you overcame it.
So dipping our toes in the vulnerability pool, not diving headfirst.
Exactly. And it also reminds us that everyone makes mistakes.
Right.
Sharing those experiences and what you learned can really resonate with others and make you come across as more authentic and relatable.
It's like turning that fear of judgment into an opportunity to connect with people on a deeper level.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And here's another powerful reminder from the toolkit. Focus on providing value to your audience.
Okay.
When you're sharing insights, advice, experiences that can genuinely help others, it becomes less about you and more about the impact you're making.
So shifting the focus from what will people think of me to how can I help others? I like that.
Now let's talk about consistency, which is something the toolkit really emphasizes. Showing up regularly, not just posting randomly when you feel like it.
Like treating LinkedIn like a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And to help with that, the toolkit suggests creating a content calendar.
Oh, a content calendar.
Plan and schedule those posts in advance.
I love that idea. It keeps you organized and makes sure you're consistently sharing valuable content without scrambling for ideas at the last minute.
Another helpful tip.
Yeah.
Brainstorm a bunch of content ideas in one go. So you have a stockpile ready to go.
It's all about setting ourselves up for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Removing those barriers.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to create all the content yourself.
Oh, true.
Sharing relevant articles, videos, infographics that you find valuable is a great way to curate content, provide value to your audience without burning yourself out.
It's like we're curators of awesome content, and it gives a shout out to other creators in our network. But how do we know if all this effort is actually paying off? What does the toolkit say about measuring success on LinkedIn?
Great question. The toolkit reminds us that likes and comments are just one measure of success. It encourages you to track metrics like profile views, connection requests, and website clicks.
So looking beyond those vanity metrics and seeing how our LinkedIn activity is translating into results in the real world.
Precisely. And it emphasizes using LinkedIn Analytics. You know, track your progress, identify what's resonating, adjust your strategy as needed.
So we're treating LinkedIn like a living experiment.
Exactly. You're constantly learning and evolving. And remember, success on LinkedIn isn't about vanity metrics. It's about building those meaningful relationships, expanding your network, and moving closer to your professional goals.
So whether it's landing your dream job, growing your business, or becoming a thought leader, this toolkit gives us the roadmap to get there. But there's one thing I haven't heard much about yet: strategically expanding our network to reach new people. How does the toolkit address that?
That's a crucial part of the LinkedIn puzzle. The toolkit emphasizes connecting with people outside your immediate circle, like thought leaders in your industry, potential clients, collaborators, even people whose work you just admire.
It's about stepping outside our comfort zone and building relationships that can help us grow.
Exactly. And the toolkit gives some really solid advice on doing that effectively. For instance, personalize those connection requests. Mention something specific you liked about their profile or their work.
So no more generic copy and paste requests.
Right. Show them you're genuinely interested.
Mm.
It also suggests being active in LinkedIn groups that are relevant to your industry.
Okay, groups.
Participating in discussions, sharing your expertise, engaging with other members. It's a great way to connect with like-minded professionals.
It's like a virtual networking event, right?
Exactly. You can connect with people who share your passions. Another powerful strategy, engage with the content of others.
So it's not just about posting our own stuff. It's about participating in the community.
Exactly. Liking, right? Commenting, sharing the posts of others.
Okay.
It shows support. Builds relationships, gets your name out there.
You get what you give, right?
Exactly. The more you engage with others, the more likely they are to engage with you.
Makes sense.
And here's a pro tip. When you comment, make it thoughtful. Add value. No generic great post comments.
Right, right.
Share your perspective. Ask a question. Offer a different point of view.
Show them you're actually reading, you know, and engaging, not just trying to get your name in the comments.
Speaking of making a good impression, the toolkit also has a checklist for optimizing our profiles, right?
You bet. You know, a lot of people treat their LinkedIn profile as a set it and forget it thing. But this checklist really highlights how important it is to have a professional headshot.
Professional headshot.
Make a positive first impression.
Okay, so that blurry selfie from last year's office party is out. Got it. What else, Ulf?
Crafting a compelling headline that clearly communicates who you are and what you do.
Oh, the headline.
It's not just your job title.
Right.
It's your chance to showcase your unique value proposition.
It's our elevator pitch.
Yes.
In written form.
Concise and impactful. And then the summary section.
The summary.
This is where you really tell your story.
Okay.
Highlight your accomplishments. Outline your career goals.
It's our chance to introduce ourselves.
To the LinkedIn world.
The checklist also reminds us to keep our experience section up to date. And to highlight our skills, our endorsements. Don't just list your past jobs. Showcase your expertise.
Right. It's not a resume. It's a portfolio.
Yes. And speaking of showcasing your awesomeness, don't underestimate the power of recommendations.
Recommendations.
The checklist really encourages us to request recommendations from colleagues, clients, and supervisors. People who can vouch for our skills, our work ethic.
Recommendations are like gold, right?
They add credibility, show potential connections that you're the real deal.
You got it.
Now, let's circle back to something we touched on earlier, building relationships through direct messaging.
This is where LinkedIn goes from static profile to a dynamic networking tool, right?
Exactly. Direct messaging really allows you to turn those public interactions into more personalized conversations.
Like taking those connections offline.
Precisely. For example, if someone leaves a thoughtful comment on your post, you can send them a direct message to thank them for their thoughts or to ask a follow-up question. It shows that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say.
So we're going beyond just liking their comment and actually starting a real conversation.
Exactly. And direct messages can also be a great way to connect with people you admire or want to learn from. Instead of just sending a generic connection request, personalize your message by mentioning something specific about their profile or work that resonated with you.
Okay, so we're showing we've done our homework and aren't just randomly adding people. But are there any unspoken rules for direct messaging on LinkedIn? I want to make sure I'm not accidentally committing any faux pas.
That's a great point. Direct messaging should always feel authentic and respectful. Avoid sending overly promotional messages or pitching your services right off the bat. Focus on building a genuine connection first.
It's like any relationship. You wouldn't walk up to a stranger and immediately start talking about your business. You'd start by finding common ground and building rapport.
Exactly. And here are a few more tips for direct messaging etiquette. Keep your messages concise and to the point. Personalize your messages by addressing the person by name, and always be respectful of their time.
These are all great tips. It shows that building relationships on LinkedIn isn't about following a script. It's about being human, being helpful, and being genuinely interested in connecting with others. Wow, we've covered so much in this deep dive. It feels like we've really gone through everything from crafting killer content to building those genuine relationships. But let's be real, LinkedIn can feel like a popularity contest sometimes, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game and feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough, or my accomplishments aren't that impressive. How does the toolkit address those feelings? You know, how do we stay focused on our own path?
It's so relatable. I think we've all felt that way at some point.
Yeah.
The toolkit encourages celebrating the success of others while keeping our focus on our own unique journeys. It's about reframing comparison as inspiration.
Oh, I like that. So instead of feeling envious, we can actually use those achievements as motivation to reach for our own goals.
Exactly. And it's crucial to remember that everyone's journey is different. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to success on LinkedIn. It's about experimenting.
Yeah.
Finding what works for you. Staying true to your voice and your brand.
It's about running our own race, not trying to keep up with everyone else in the feed.
And here's another nugget of wisdom from the toolkit. It's okay to take breaks.
Ooh, we need to hear that sometime.
Yes. It's so easy to get sucked into that endless scroll and feel like you have to be constantly active to stay relevant. But, you know, it's all about finding a balance.
Yeah.
If you're feeling overwhelmed or burnt out, it's perfectly healthy to step away for a bit and come back refreshed.
It's like any relationship, right? You need some space to breathe.
I love that analogy. And here's a final thought I want to leave you with. LinkedIn is an incredibly powerful tool for personal and professional growth, but is just one tool in your toolkit.
It's not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly. It's important to continue cultivating relationships offline, invest in developing your skills, and pursue opportunities that align with your passions. LinkedIn can amplify those efforts, but it can't replace real-world action.
That's such a good point. So we've explored the toolkit strategies for everything from optimizing our profiles to creating engaging content, building relationships, measuring our success. As we wrap up this deep dive, what's your key takeaway, you know, for our listeners? What's the one thing you want them to remember as they embark on their LinkedIn journey? If I had to distill it down to one core message, it would be this. Approach LinkedIn with intention and authenticity.
Intention and authenticity.
Define your goals. Craft a strategy that aligns with your values. And engage with your network in a way that feels genuine. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination.
That's beautifully said. I couldn't agree more. So to our listeners, embrace the power of LinkedIn, but don't let it define you. Use it as a tool to amplify your voice, expand your network, and create opportunities for growth, both personally and professionally. And as you navigate the world of LinkedIn, stay true to yourself, stay curious, and stay connected. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.